Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
And here he is. What's happening?
So you're the only guy that I know that doesn't have a raid of us. So use your real voice.
I mean,
for raid. Yeah. Like, you're white for real. Not my people. My people have that way. You know what I'm saying? Because 20 minutes so packed. It is 20 minutes to go. And then they go off and show my Salafini.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Someone said to
it's
us.
It's Bonang. It's definitely Bonang.
I don't
Has
know.
She not turned everyone into like?
Nah, before Bonang, it was way before Bonang. Do you think when a Wilson Bingosi speaks like that? You know, do you think Bob Mabena speaks like that?
No, but I think they've Lawrence calmed down Stewart. A little bit.
Nah.
10 years in, I think they've calmed down.
I think the
down.
Only person that has the same voice that I know was Glenn Lewis.
Yeah.
Ratcliffe, Unati. Hi, Adas, Shem. They still have the radio voice.
Do you think it's just because... I mean, I think Glenn Lewis, and I just think about the most relaxed person I've ever met in my life. I can't imagine him trying to do hard sell for anything.
He has never done a radio show with sitting down. He wants to be on his feet.
Always standing. And so chilled.
Yeah, he's chilled. He has the same energy off on air and off air.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm here.
Yeah, it's so good to see. And congratulations. I mean, now, how's the newborn doing? Because it's, what, been a couple of months?
My son.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell the truth or lie?
I want you to lie, and I want to see how good you do it, and then tell me the truth so that we can see how well you lie. So,
he's
how's
great.
Your son, Skumba?
My son is great, man.
Oh,
he's
nice.
He's growing, he's being a kid. And
lovely.
And, yeah, that is me lying.
And fatherhood's great, eh?
That is, yeah. Fatherhood is awesome. I love being a father. It's just father's day this weekend. I'm happy to be a father. And that one is the truth. But my son being a no, no. No, no, no. That one is sent by someone. No? My son. Someone said to my son, 4:30, you must wake up and sing.
Mm-hmm.
He's 4 months. Mm-hmm. What song do you know at 4 months, Joe?
But you know that the New Age parenting advice online would say you must encourage that because it's creativity.
No, it's not.
And it's,
it's not. I'm not black. Don't change me, Joe. Whatever I do, don't convert me. I'm black. There's nothing like
but
that.
But you should be used to this by now.
I'm not used to these things for days. Yeah. I don't want another kid, by the way.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your producer was asking me if maybe I could try, and I'm no.
Why is she asking you that? She's spoken to you for 2 months. Producer Palessa, how did you get to that question? Yeah, hey, Skumba, how are you? When's the next kid coming? How did that happen so quickly? That escalated.
How this girl?
No, the thing is, I know that Zulu men are baby makers naturally. I assumed that he falls in that
category.
Yes.
I'm not Zulu.
What are you?
I am a choice of that. Like I have a bit of Pedi, a bit of Tswana, and somehow there's a bloodline of Zulu-ness in me.
Okay.
But I'm not entirely Zulu.
But you wouldn't know this, Ari. Direto.
What is about to happen? Okay, yeah. I thought you were going to pull out files.
How do you,
Skumba 6 years ago, yeah?
I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how do we know each other, by the way?
What clan names do you use?
Samuel Tumbez, Velabelle, Uskanda Maez.
So that's Zulu?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we move on with our interview? Can you continue doing what we really need to do?
She's got so many questions.
Over to you.
Okay, there you go. Well, listen, we're going to hang out live on VOOV in a second.
I've never been there, Joe. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I've seen it somewhere. I've seen La Season and some people in VOOV. I'm like, who are these people, Joe? But today I'm going to be there now.
Yes, you're totally on the VOOV train. Now you can consider yourself an influencer because all the influencers.
Am I?
Yeah, I think so. You have a strong following. And
so that means I'm an influencer?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to take that responsibility.
You don't think buy things because you post about them?
I don't care.
I was on OLX the other day.
Cool, that's cool. Me, I was working. Me, I go to OLX, I work. You go to OLX, that's your problem.
I only went because you were involved, bro. All right, hanging out with Skumba. You're going to be live with him on DSTV 196 Plus in the VOOV app.
So I want to be live on TV?
Yeah.
I want to call
and Cliff Central.
I want to call everyone.
Yeah.
I want to be live.
Live. It's so exciting. And he can say anything.
Are you serious?
I saw you at the roast, bro, and it was the most. It was the most.
They never saw it coming.
Yeah.
No one saw it coming.
I hope Showmax are paying you extra for the amount of times they are throwing that.
No,
fresh
not.
Joke of yours.
No, they're not.
Yeah, everywhere.
No, they're not. I'll tell you. I hope we
You're
are live.
You're gonna tell me we are so
I
live.
I hope they're watching. Fools.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna send them a tweet now. All right, Skumba live on Vuv plus Cliff Central. More next.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, cool. There we go. We are hanging out in the Vuv app, which is of course available in the Google Play and the Apple App Store, and the ridiculously cool Skumba is here.
Yeah.
Jay Hansen.
I'm here.
I technically should have like questions for you, but there's so many questions coming through of just people in the app.
Don't,
here.
No, let's not trust those people. Can I not trust people on the app? Can I trust you, my guy?
But
when
people,
I got a call and said, I must come to you.
People are super interested, though, what type of Zambak you prefer.
I don't prefer Zambak. I prefer my own tongue. That's all I prefer.
Even Joe. In winter?
Even in winter, I prefer. I'm old school. I'm an old school guy.
Yeah.
I don't prefer those things. You know. No.
How do you, when you're touring outside of South Africa, and people may not necessarily know who you are, and you just encounter them, and they say, "Oh, cool. So, what do? How do you introduce yourself?"
I hardly leave South Africa. Let's start there.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say I have encountered that problem, but I went to France.
Yeah.
And I met some French people, and they asked, "What do I do for a living?" And I told them I'm a comedian. They're like, "Really?" And they didn't laugh. And now.
But they're very mean people in general, the French.
I wouldn't say that because I was looking for directions.
Yeah.
And they helped me.
Okay.
So those are the only French people I met.
What did you think of them, though, the French people?
I think they mind their own business.
They're quite stylish and like kind
of. They love their wine. They love being. They love talking their French language, yeah. which is a great thing. And all because with us in South Africa, we have 11 official languages. And immediately you start speaking your own language, you feel a bit bad that some people can't understand. Hi. Other countries don't have that problem. They just speak French.
Well, the crazy thing about France is that I don't think they're like the rest of the world. They're very self-contained. They make their own cars. They make their own food. They have their own language. They have their own history.
And
they're very into who they are.
Yeah, and they have beautiful people. They have beautiful people.
Yeah, very, very stylish, sophisticated looking
hello,
people.
Hi, French.
Yeah. So you enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it. And in Africa, the sad part is that I have not traveled Africa as much as I would want to.
Yeah.
But 2018 is looking good. The second half of the year is looking pretty much good.
You have so much love, though, from South Africans. I'm not surprised that it's hard for you to get out of the country because your schedule is just packed. People really like you. It's not that some media platform just gave you a show and kind of, you know, whether people liked you or not, they kept you on that platform. Mm. It's the people that in your career have consistently kept you on. People just really dig you.
I think what I bring to the people is what they've been missing all along.
Yeah.
Realness.
Yeah.
Realness, my man. Like nothing else. I'm not trying to be anyone. I've not changed a bit in my life. I still say the things that they really want to hear. And I've woken up the little gossip boy that they have in their hearts.
Mm.
That's all I did. It's not an act. It's not something. You know when it's an act, I'm going to get tired of it.
Yeah.
But it's not an act. It's the person that I am. And I'm not, I won't say I won't change because there's nothing to change. I've always been like this. I've always been the fat, crazy boy and there's nothing, I've always
okay.
been there.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's one thing to say I'm the fat, crazy boy, but I watched you improvise at the Comedy Central roast recording.
Yeah.
And that's not just average Joe. That's like a real, that's talent, bro. That's like really responding to the moment and being off the cuff and like I mean that's not just average.
I think for me when doing the roast, I've been watching these roasts. I've been watching them and I've seen how people do them and I'm like, nah, this is scripted. And
yeah.
I've seen some people really, really, really funny on these things. So it's always good when you work on your own strengths.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm crazy, Joe. I think I've lost my mind long time ago. So how about I use that? How about, because everyone is there and they have their scripts and everything. It's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone is funny, but no one was crazy.
So how did you prep for that? Because you totally stole that show.
I don't.
You don't?
No. I don't.
I
hate preparing.
Okay.
I've been working on Kai FM for 5 years now. I've been there. I started doing an
having me in the last hour between 8 and 9. I've never written anything down. Jeez. I've never came on radio with a script and say, okay, today I'm gonna tackle this and that. I've never read anything down and people started laughing. I've never done that. So I know somehow it's a hidden talent that I have.
It really is.
Yeah, but yeah, I just work on it. I let my mind run free and hey, God knows what's going to happen after that.
Now, someone told me a little earlier on that, yeah, you're funny in that, but the people in your family are hilarious.
Way too hilarious. My grandmother is the funniest person alive.
Really, huh?
My grandmother is 72, Joe. My grandmother is fun and effortlessly so. You'll come visit her. She'll tell you a story like you were not there when the story happened. That's how good she is.
So how do they respond to kind of the success in that? I mean, are they tuning in to everything that you do?
They're supportive. I know for a fact that I have a supportive family that are behind what I do, and they understand when I say to them, I need to have my own space to kind of go through everything. And yeah, they are there, man. And they're happy with what is happening.
Now, the other really cool thing about you is that no matter what the media might say or might take and blow up and make a massive issue, it really looks like water off a duck's back to you. It doesn't seem like you... It sounds like you sort of take it in your stride. A lot of people would... I mean, they cry in their rooms for like days.
Nothing bothers me. I've decided in life that nothing bothers me. I can tell nothing bothers me. Like, I've came to a point where I cannot change how you feel about me and how you think about me and what you think about me. That I cannot change. Why am I even bothered then about what you're going to say, about what you're going to write? You selling your paper, you writing whatever story you want to write. Do I have a life to live? Eh?
How do you think the average person gets better at that? Gets better at not caring what people think?
I think being cool with the person that you are.
Yeah.
Being content, being... Knowing exactly what your purpose is and what you want in life, like I say, I'm not bothered, Joe. I'm one person. Negative vibes don't really exist in my life.
Yeah.
I feel like you bring something negative. I shift away from you. I come to a place where I'm more comfortable, more creative, more happy. The more happy I am, the more creative I get, Joe. I am creative. I am super creative when I'm happy.
Yeah.
When I'm happy, you can't touch me, Joe. I am really, really super creative when I'm happy.
And what does your creativity look like? Obviously, it's in the comedy. You're super creative. Is there oil paintings? Watercolors?
No, I think I've been doing my one-man shows in the country. I think I'm one of the few comedians in South Africa that has... 3 one-man shows, 3 years in a row.
Yeah,
it's myself and Trevor Noah. That's all.
Yeah, such average company to keep.
I would say Mark Lottering. I would say Riyad Musa. But there's not a lot of us.
Yeah.
So I just finished my tour right now, just for control. I'm gonna be off for about a month or two. Go back to the drawing board, and then announce my new dates for my new tour, my fourth one on my fourth year.
I mean, it's the people that keep you going. So when it comes to like doing things like judging new comedians and being part of the comedy industry, which has really become an industry, you seem to take on this role also of thinking like you have to foster other talent, which is also pretty cool.
Like this is what it's not a matter of maybe judging them or trying to mentor them. I'm not about that. I don't think I'm in a position to judge anyone or mentor anyone, but I can give you a certain platform that I have.
Yeah.
So with my one-man shows, I would have 2 opening acts, unknown guys, that would come before me and rip it apart. So I come on stage, the crowd is already full before I come on stage. And I'll do my shows called Skumba and Friends, where I'll call under in industry craze, like lights of Donovan Goliath, Robbie Collins, David Carr, Sfisonene, and I'll come. But the crowd wouldn't know that those guys are there. They just came to a show because they trust what I do.
Yeah.
And then we have an awesome show.
Yeah.
So that's what I do.
Which is why it's so consistently sold out. So someone's asking a question here. If you were not doing comedy, what would you be doing?
I'll be still in the SAPS, working in the HRM, I was not a cop. Let me repeat. I was never a cop. I've never had
it. You said that once and everyone took to that and they just and then ran.
I said I was working in the SAPS. They were like, "How? You are a constable?" I'm like, "No, I'm not a constable, you know, man." No, okay, a sergeant.
People were worried about that. Just tell everyone again what exactly you did there.
I was working in the human resource management as a senior personnel officer.
Yeah.
Yes. That when I say officer doesn't mean I have a gun also. It's just a rank.
I mean, it's crazy that you even had that gig, like
for 13 years.
It's, yeah,
13 years working there, and in the 13 years, I've been doing comedy for 11 years.
Yeah,
I've been working the SAPS for the past 13 years.
It's crazy.
It's bad. It was bad, Joe. You know, I think the last 4 years of my service in the SAPS were the most horrible ones, because that's when the work was starting to flow in.
Yeah,
I would have about 3 hours of sleep, wake up and go to work.
Yeah.
And then come back, I need to go shoot something. I need to skip work. I need to knock off early because Kaxoldi has called me to do some skit. Nyana. So it's all those things. But hey, you fighting, you hang in there, something will come up.
Yeah, and it absolutely is. Hanging out with the Skumba, that's it for our VOOV broadcast. Remember to follow the Cliff Central channel. We're going to continue the conversation with him on cliffcentral.com and, of course, in the app. More with Skumba. It is all on the way. Champagne 69 hanging out with Muzli on Kelman on Cliff Central. All right, more.
This song is South African.
Yeah. I know these hip hop kids.
No, this song is South African.
I mean, yeah.
The only reason I'm asking this question is because you said Muzli.
You didn't hear Muzli on there. Champagne 69.
When you said Muzli, I was like, how? Muzli? So this thing is South African.
Yeah, doesn't this sound very South African to you?
This is our South African hip hop now.
Yeah, this is. It's very much.
Wow.
If I'm lying, then you better say something.
And how am I supposed to dance to this? I'm 37, got 4 kids. I'm 37.
Yeah.
Champagne 69.
I know the name is a lot as well. Yeah.
Female Champagne 69.
It's two guys.
It's guys. Whoa! In that song there were guys rapping.
Well, it's Champagne 69 is a duo of two guys.
Hold on. I know what a duo means. I'm black, but I'm not that. I'm really smart. Hold on. You're saying there's guys rapping in that song with Muzli?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're big on Instagram.
How big?
They're like up and coming. They've got a track with her. They got a track with Gemini Major.
I don't know Champagne 69.
You can find them in Taboo. I'm not even lying.
I don't even go to the Slay Queens there. I don't go to these places where I'm gonna find myself being rimmed. I don't wanna go there.
He doesn't want to do it. All right, 4 seconds more with Skumba. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. So Skumba's in the building, and I have to ask you this because you said a little early on, like you're 37 and all of that, and you're proud of your age, and you got 4 kids. And I wonder from your perspective, because you are one of the most in-demand people in the country. You were telling me a little bit earlier on that, like, there's not a brand that doesn't want to work with you, but you're very kind of conscious of who you do and don't align to. If you were 17 and you had all these people approaching you consistently, do you think it would be different? Do you think you'd say yes to more stuff?
I would have said yes to everything, Joe.
Really, huh?
I would have said yes to everything, because if I was 17, that is... Because we know when you're young, you want to take everything. You want to be out there. You want to be on TV. Everyone wants to be on TV, Joe. They don't care. TV is the less paying gig ever.
Mm.
TV, there's no money in TV. There is nothing.
Only in the ad breaks.
Yeah, ad breaks make more money than the people that are really active.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like TJ Fresh was saying the other day, that we are in the right industry, in the wrong country.
Hmm.
I don't know if it makes sense.
Yeah.
We're in the right industry, but in the wrong country, Joe. If we're in another country, like the US, doing what I do, dude.
And with the love that you have.
Dude, I could have been rich long time ago.
But you're by no means anywhere close to where you're potentially going to take this whole thing.
I think people will always say, I think 2 years ago someone said, Skumba, it's your time right now. I'm all like, no, it's not my time, it's my 10. Because when you put time to it, what are you saying? 5 years? 6 years? 2 months? We don't know. So I would say
it's if it comes your way, it's up to you how you wanna change it and make it work to your advantage. So I know I'm just in the entry stages of what I really wanna do.
What's the one thing about the entertainment industry that you've had to learn the hard way?
Naming your price as early as possible. Naming your price as early as possible. We've been taken for a ride for a long time, my guy.
Really?
We've made so many people millions. We've built so many brands, and we've given them so much mileage without. And then you go home. There's nothing for you.
Mm.
So I think naming your price in the beginning will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that people know that Skumba won 7 rand. It doesn't need. I don't want 1 rand 50.
Mm.
I want 7 rand in this thing, because we don't name our price and then we sit there, we kick ourselves like, shit.
I could have asked for so much more.
I could have said so.
It's such a thumb suck though, a lot of it, right? And that's what you have to learn that lesson the hard
and
way.
And the hard way, because you're thinking to yourself, what if I name my price and I don't deliver what they really expected.
Mm.
And they're like, but guy, you said you are 7 rand, but you're just giving us 227 cents. Mm. So this thing does not work to our advantage. But at the same time, you don't name your price. You're like, wow, these people are making 10 times more than they were anticipating on doing. So it's that. But at the same time, I think the biggest mistake is the self doubt.
Mm.
That we have as artists and as comedians or as musicians or as radio jocks, the self-doubt to say, I can do this thing, man.
Yeah, and that you're worth
like
it.
Like today, we are at Cliff Central. For the mere fact that Gareth Cliff decided to say to the SAPC, man, I'm going to do this thing on my own.
Yeah.
That takes so many years of convincing himself to say, I'm going to do this thing by myself.
Yeah.
And hey, today we're here and this thing is still standing.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's that self-doubt that there's only going to be a limited of us that are going to raise their hands and say, I'm going forward with it.
Yeah.
I don't care how well it fails or not, but the bottom line is that I am going forward with it. There's 1 in 100 of us.
You were showing me a video just now of one of your recent shows.
Yes, yeah, a Silver Star.
How many thousands of people?
That's 2,520.
I mean, it's crazy. For me, the most interesting thing about the video, though, was a close-up on two women in the audience that were, like, hysterically laughing.
Yeah, they nearly died.
What do you think it is that you give people that they just find so, like, wildly enthralling? Is it escapism? Is it honesty? Is it all of it? Is it your style? Because those two women in that shot, I mean, they're really, like, they're so immersed in that moment. Whatever their day was before, you've taken them out of that reality and put them in another one.
I think what we need to understand is that people come to comedy shows for different reasons.
Mm.
One, they're stressed. One, they want to laugh. That's why they're here. They're not here to charge or anything. They're here to laugh. So already you have an advantage of making them laugh.
Yeah.
So how do you fail on that one? So being honest, telling them the truth, and at the same time, putting a bit of yourself in it. I think for me that works.
Yeah, it sounds so easy. I hope you never lecture comedy, because you're going to be like, cool, these 3 bullet points, and then someone's going to... It's something within you, bro.
I think my advice on comedy is always the GKK.
GKK.
Yes. Grab them, keep them, and kill them.
Hmm.
So you grab them,
yeah.
You keep them, and then you kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does the future look like for you? I mean, it's a cheesy question.
The future looks bright.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm on a break. I'm going to take about a month or two off of doing stand-up, of doing my own things. I don't want to do TV. I just want to do nothing, Joe. And then come back bright. Go to my writing room. Start writing jokes. Start creating things. Start watching more TV.
Yeah.
Start seeing things. Start creating more material. And then I'm going to go back to the road, Joe. I'm going to go back to that. I think for the past 3 one-man shows that I've done, it's a Chevrolet, first of all, and Just for Control. And I think I'm going to go back to the road. I do what I really like doing, which is stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I have a sitcom coming up on. There's a show that is on TV already.
Yeah.
I have so many things coming up on the year. But I've already done them, shot them and done. So it's up to them to release them and stuff. So, but for me, it's just to go back and do stand-up comedy. That's all I want to do, Joe. just want to do my stand up and go home. That's all.
It's such a cool story and great to hang out with you again. Last time I saw you was like years ago with Eugene Corza.
Yeah, much in
And the two of you together were on another level. You really were.
He's still my hero, that one. Without a doubt, Eugene is still one of the best we have ever had in the country.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think a lot of people would say that about you. And what's cool is that, yeah, this authenticity thing. Because you know we live in this day and age of like photoshopping every picture.
Everything is you. We're doing it for the gram.
For the gram.
Yeah.
Everything is. You do it for the gram though, but in a real way. So I think that's what's cool. Like you've got the audience.
I'm the only guy that goes to Instagram and not even taking a path and do a video. I don't care how you feel.
It's so great. Yeah. It's so great. All right, there's space for one final question, and producer Palesa has the honor.
Woo, Palesa Shem. What?
Oh, no. I think we lost her.
We lost you.
I think we lost. Yeah. Are you there? Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Hello.
Oh, you're stuck with me. You can't be on Skumba's side.
I know. This is why. To double check.
I just want to come to his next show. That's it.
Yeah.
When I come to my next show, my next show is for the wheelchair drive, the CSI project that I do.
Well, this is the thing. Yeah, I was actually, that's the one final thing that I wanted to ask you about, because you've been doing it for a while now, raising money for wheelchairs.
It's been 2 years now. Yeah. The first show that we did it at Market Theatre. We did about 3 shows. Mm. Took all the money we make at the door and we go buy wheelchairs. And then the first year we bought about 167.
I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, and the second year we bought about 221 wheelchairs. So we're doing it again this year.
Actually, Skumba, you can leave now, because there's just no holes to poke in the story. You're like super talented, super authentic, getting wheelchairs for people, super funny, great trajectory.
Which is a great thing.
It's actually a lot.
You know, one wheelchair is 3,800 chance. So if it's 3,800 times 227. You'll understand how much money we have raised.
No, it's incredible.
To just buy wheelchairs for those that really need them. So yeah, that's what we do. And yeah, otherwise.
No, you're too cool for school. Like, what are the rest? Like, yeah. I'm going to go reevaluate. I'll speak to you again in a year. That's a Skumba hanging out.
I'll always come back. After a year, I'll always come back. Yeah, my guy. Every year, I'm going to come.
I just want to keep benchmarking myself.
Let's see when I come back next year. I think I'm going to do a stadium, yeah, bro? People think I'm joking.
I don't think you are.
I'm gonna do a stadium, but before that, I'm gonna do 2 shows this year at December Carnival City, 14 and 15 December. Yeah. I'm gonna do 2 shows, 5,000 seats. I'm gonna do a boxing ring. I wanna see if I can get 10,000 people to come watch me.
I have no doubt that.
After that, I wanna do a stadium, because stadium will be about 18,000 seated, 20,000 seated, and then yeah, let's see, Joe. Let's see. Eh?
I think it's going to work out. That's the thing. All right, Skumba, thanks. That's about as much of you as we can take. We all feel great about how we're doing. More KSCC action next. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.